Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 6, Text 19, Translation and Commentary by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Padeshu Sarva Bhutani Pumsaha Stiti Padaha Viduhu Amritam Kshemam Abhayam Tri Murdhna Adhai Adhai Murdhasu Padeshu Sarva Bhutani Pungsa Stiti Pado Viduhu Amritam Kshemam Abhayam Trimurdhnodhai Murdhasu Padeshu Sarva Bhutani Pungsa Stiti Pado Viduhu Amritam Kshemam Abhayam Trimurdhno Dhai Murdhasu
Padeshu Sarvabhutani
Padeshu Sarvabhutani
Sastiti Padovidu
Pumsastiti Padovidu
Padeshu Sarva Bhutani
Padeshu Sarva Bhutani
Pumsastiti Pado Viduhu
Pumsastiti Pado Viduhu
Amritam Kshemam Abhayam
Amritam Kshemam Abhayam
Trimurdhnodhyai Murdhasu
Trimurdhnodhyai Murdhasu
Padeshu Sarva Bhutani
Padeshu Sarva Bhutani
Amritam
Kshemam Abhayam
Trimurdhnodhyai
Murdhasu
Padeshu Sarva Bhutani
Padeshu Sarva Bhutani
Pumsastiti Pado Viduhu
Pumsastiti Pado Viduhu
Amritam Kshemam Abhayam
Amritam Kshemam Abhayam
Trimurdhnodhyai Murdhasu Murdhasu
Trimurdhnodhyai Murdhasu
Ladies, please.
Padeshu Sarva Bhutani
Padeshu Sarva Bhutani
Pumsastiti Pado Viduhu
Pumsastiti Pado Viduhu
Amritam Kshemam Abhayam
Amritam Kshemam Abhayam
Padeshu, in the one fourth, Sarva, all, Bhutani, living entities, Pungsaha, of the Supreme Person, sthiti padaha, the reservoir of all material opulence. Viduhu, you should know. Amritam, deathlessness. Kshemam, all happiness, free from the anxiety of old age, diseases, etc. Abhayam, fearlessness. Tri, murdhna, beyond the three higher planetary systems. Adhai, exist. Murdhasu, beyond the material coverings. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is to be known as the supreme reservoir of all material opulences, which constitute the one-fourth of his energy in which all the conditioned living entities exist. Deathlessness, fearlessness, and freedom from the anxieties of old age and disease exist in the kingdom of God, which is beyond the three higher planetary systems and beyond the material coverings. Purport. Out of the total manifestations of the Sandhini energy of the Lord, one-fourth is displayed in the material world and three-fourths are displayed in the spiritual world. The Lord's energy is divided into three component parts, namely Sandhini, Samvit, and Haladini. In other words, he is the full manifestation of existence, knowledge, and bliss. In the material world, such a sense of existence, knowledge, and pleasure is meagerly exhibited. All living entities who are minute parts and parcels of the Lord are eligible to relish such consciousness of existence, knowledge, and bliss very minutely in the liberated stage, whereas in the conditioned stage of material existence they can hardly appreciate what is the factual, existential, cognizable, and pure happiness of life. The liberated souls who exist in far greater numerical strength than the souls in the material world can factually experience the potency of the above-mentioned Sandhini, Samvit, and Haladini energies of the Lord in the matter of deathlessness, fearlessness, and freedom from old age and disease. In the material world, the planetary systems are arranged in three spheres called Triloka or Swarga, Martya, and Patala. And all of them constitute only one-fourth of the total Sandhini energy. Beyond that is the spiritual sky where the Vaikuntha planets exist beyond the covering of seven material strata. In none of the Trilok planetary systems can one experience the status of immortality, full knowledge, and full bliss. The upper three planetary systems are called sattvika planets because they provide facilities for a long duration of life and relative freedom from disease and old age, as well as a sense of fearlessness. The great sages and saints are promoted beyond the heavenly planets to Maharloka. But that is also not the place of complete fearlessness, because at the end of one kalpa, Maharloka is annihilated and the inhabitants have to transport themselves to still higher planetary systems, higher planets. Yet even on these planets, no one is immune to death. There may be a comparative extension of life, expansion of knowledge, and sense of full bliss, but factual deathlessness, fearlessness, and freedom from old age, diseases, etc., are possible only beyond the spherical material coverings of this material sky. Such things are situated on the head. Adhai Murdhasu. Hare Krishna. The sound, is it properly adjusted? It sounds like on the S, the hissing sound. Do you hear that? Hare Krishna. Krishna. No, it's okay? All right. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Namasreshtam manamapi satchiputram atrasvarupam rupam tasya gajamurupuring maturing goshtavartim radha kundam girivaramaho radhika madhavasham prapto yasya pratita kripaya shri gurum tam natasmi vandeham shri guru shri atav padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagarna Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutang Parajana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagarna Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Sajivam Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan Tine Smarne Hoi Bigna Vinashan Anaya Shri Hoi Nijavanchita Puran Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavatam is discussing of topics of Bhagavan, who is great. How great is he? Srila Prabhupada used to say, it's not enough to know that God is great. That's a good start, but it's not enough. But we should know how God is great. And there's a problem in understanding how great he is, because we're too small to be able to understand it. Frogs in the well. Even if we're told about the ocean beyond, we can't imagine. So we're told about the existence of the spiritual world. We can't imagine. We can't imagine infinity. We can imagine one apple, two apples, 10 apples, 100 apples, 1,000 apples, 1,000,000 apples. Can you imagine 1,000,000 apples? What about 1,000,000,000, 1,000,000,000 apples? Can you imagine? Then 1,000,000,000,000, that's another 1,000 times more. And then, but we're getting up to approximately the number of times the electron whizzes around the neutron in a second. It's like, it's supposed to be 1,000,000,000,000 times, it's unimaginable. So we're discussing so that we can understand, and at the outset understanding that we're not going to understand. Doesn't that sound like a foolish proposition? What's the point? Why don't we just all go and smoke dope? There are other things to do in this world apart from hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, there's problems smoking dope and even doing legal things like drinking alcohol. Or even things which are not sinful, even things which are pious, there's a problem with it all, even things which are not sinful. The problem is birth, death, old age, and disease, desiring full pleasure but not getting it. So we can begin to understand, we can accept on faith that the nature of the spiritual world is amritam kshemam abhayam. It is eternal. Amritam means without death. It also means full of nectar. Nectar. Kshemam has various meanings. Here it's given all happiness, free from the anxiety of old age, diseases, etc. It means welfare. Abhayam, fearlessness. It's hard for us to imagine in our present situation, in the material world, such a situation. People are full of fear. That is the nature of this material world. Some people are afraid of spiders. Some people are afraid of heights. Some people are afraid of snakes. Some people are afraid of open spaces. Some people are afraid of constricted spaces. One thing that's not a bad idea to be afraid of in America is getting shot, seeing as it seems to be quite dangerous in this advanced country. So, going all over the world telling the backward, underdeveloped countries all the things they're doing wrong. Yeah, there's a fear in this world. You could just get shot, among other things. But even if you manage to live without getting shot, you have to die. We can't imagine deathlessness. A Vaishnav dies to live. Haripada Prabhu just passed away after a life of acting on the platform of Amritam Kshemam Abhayam, living on the platform of deathlessness, means in Krishna consciousness, on the platform of welfare, on the platform of fearlessness. So, a devotee should not fear death if he's actually got faith in Krishna. He shouldn't fear death. One Srila Prabhupada said that for a devotee, death, which is so fearful for others, death means it's like going to sleep, and when you wake up, you're with Krishna in the spiritual world. That's a big jump. Of course, we know that the general process is that those who are going to join Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes, they get trained up in Vrindavan manifest in one of the material universes, which is not different from the spiritual world, but there are devotees there who, there are eternal associates, and there are also those who are coming to that platform. And there's no deathlessness. There's no death, sorry, there is deathlessness. In the material world, there's always death, as sure as death. We can't imagine full happiness. Even if we try to imagine it from our material perspective, we get it all wrong. The Abrahamic religionists, when they imagine what heaven is like, they think it's something like this material world. C.S. Lewis, a Christian theologian from England, wrote a series of books. It was bridge preaching, because when you read it in the beginning, you can't understand it's religious. But at the end, did you read it? Narnia books, yeah. It's a nine books. Did you read that? You saw the movie, yeah. And at the end you understand it's something religious, only at the end. And then you go to heaven, and heaven is like England, just a little better. And then you have the Mormons imagining that you go back. Oh, well, you don't go back, you go there, and then you're with all your family members. But how does that work? Because you want your grandmother to be a grandmother, and she wants to be young. How does that work? And where do all the sausages come from in the spiritual world, in heaven? So they have, oh, I see, it must be like McDonald's, what is it? The hamburgers grow on flowers or something like that. Isn't it something like that? That was the advertisement, yeah. I saw in the Protestant heaven, they're playing staid sports like croquet. You know what croquet is? They don't play that in America, do they? Croquet? It's for old people, right? Younger people play football and more active sports. And in the Catholic heaven, they're all having a party. They're all raucous because the Catholics are more like that. And then in the middle of the party, as they're all getting drunk, they have a fight, and that's heaven for the Catholics. But no conception of God. We hear in Islam that you get so many virgins. There's a virgin producing factory up there. I don't know what happens to them all when they all get deflowered. And there's no talk of God. Archbishop of Canterbury. One of them, they die regularly because they make an old man, the Archbishop of Canterbury. It means the head of the Church of England, which is also kind of the head of the Church of Ireland and Scotland and the Episcopalian Church in America. And it's like the spiritual authority for so many churches. They don't last very long because they appoint them as an old man and then they die and then they put another old man in like that. So he was asked what he would like to do when he goes to heaven. They just presumed he must be going to heaven because he's the chief of the Protestant church. Although, from what we can understand, he's going somewhere else. So anyway, he said he'll spend the first 100 years glorifying God and the rest of eternity enjoying himself. So it's the same as Ravana. He wants to enjoy the kingdom of God without God. The whole idea of going to heaven or the whole idea of religion is to enjoy yourself. So it's a materialistic conception. Where's God? God's just someone who he makes heaven for you and then you enjoy it. And every so often, on his birthday, Christmas, you go and praise him. But they don't even do that on Christmas anymore anyway. Probably people don't even know what it's supposed to be, the birthday of Jesus, which there's one in 365 and a quarter chance of that being right, because they don't know which day it was. And they tagged Christmas onto a pagan holiday. But they don't even glorify him on that day. It's another day for getting drunk. Other days you don't have an excuse. On Christmas Day you have an excuse. No idea of God. It's religion without God. What is that? Buddhism, I guess. But God is there, but there's no concept of God. They don't really want to know about God. What is the meaning of... It's just like, what is the meaning of a body without a soul? It's a dead body. So what is the meaning of religion without God? It's a dead religion. The whole understanding in Krishna consciousness is Krishnate Akhila Cheshta. Everything should be done for Krishna. Everything we do should be for his pleasure. It's not a matter of simply being a good citizen so you get rewarded. That's a beginning level of religion. We hear in Christianity they say fear God. The whole emphasis is on fearing God. Oh, all right, that's a beginning. If you have such a tendency to disobey the orders of God, then at least you should follow them out of fear. But that's not developed religion. Religion means to love God. But to love means you have to give yourself. It's very difficult to find love in the modern world because everyone is raised for personal self, sense, personal enjoyment. The most important person, the culture we have, in the culture we have, the most important person we have is ourselves. And we're trained from the beginning to think of ourselves. So people don't want to have children. Even if they have children, they don't want to look after them. When they're 16, 17, 18, kick them out of the house. I looked after you long enough. If they don't leave by themselves. If there is a family, it's generally just, it's a joint mess. People don't eat together. They just fix themselves something whenever they like. Get something out of the freezer, stick it in the microwave. And everyone's out for themselves. Maybe I'm exaggerating in some cases. What is that? Some figure in the average parent-child interaction per day in America is 6 minutes per day, something like that. They actually talk to each other on average about 6 minutes a day. Srila Prabhupada gave the example of a child one day seeing a man in the house and asked the mother, "Who's that?" He said, "It's your father." They didn't know. Child didn't know because the father would leave for work before the child got up and come back after the child went to sleep. So he didn't know the father. So everyone's out for themselves, and you don't want to give yourself to others. You're afraid to give yourself to others because you're afraid of that. If you try to give love, then you'll be exploited. And then we have so many psychological conditions. There are so many different approaches in psychology to try to cure all these conditions and make people normal, whatever that means. But they miss the point. That we need love. Oh, that's one kind of psychological treatment without any side effects. Get a dog. Love a dog. And the dog will love you. And that will help you to feel better. It's a psychological treatment. If you can't get on with anyone, you can't trust anyone, you can't love anyone, you can't have any relationships with anyone, get a dog. And the dog, you hope, will be nice and won't jump on you and kill you. Sometimes dogs do that, but only a few breeds do that. Mostly they're not so nasty. It's a sad state of human society when the people are living and they only trust their dog. They can't trust any human. So even on the human platform, it's so hard to get even the perverted reflection of love, and we have to develop love for God, which means we have to give ourselves fully, full surrender. Mame kam sharanam braja. Takes a lot of faith. But without that faith, we're not going to get it. If we dress up Krishna consciousness as some other kind of way to enjoy ourselves in this world, that we like kirtan, we like the food, just like at this bhakti festival once in South California. I was told one of our devotees went there, and the organizer said, we like your kirtan, we like your food, but we don't like your philosophy. So we'll take what we like. So you can come and sing, okay, good. You can give us your food, okay, good. But don't give us any of your philosophy. Our book distributors went there. It's the worst place to distribute books because just like it used to be in India in the 1970s, people say, "Well, I already know everything. I'm a born Hindu." You're not a born Hindu. I'm a born Hindu. I know everything. They know they're already, they already know their God. And they think they are, so what do they need us to tell them anything? Yeah, I already know Bhagavad Gita. I know. Bhagavad Gita, kamanya evadikaraste, work like an ass. That's the... Don't be attached to the result. Give it all to your family. At least I had that idea, to give it to your family. So Krishna consciousness, it's a complete training, a complete knowledge, as far as we can understand. We can't fully understand the spiritual world, spiritual existence. But there has to be some understanding, because the understanding in material existence is so wrong that even if people believe in God, they get it all wrong and they mix it up with materialistic conceptions. Just like here in America, to be a Christian is equated with being a patriot. Patriot. In Croatia, to be a good Croatian is a Catholic. It's part of being Croatian. And the Serbs, who they hate, who are right next door to them, they have to be Orthodox. You have to be an Orthodox Christian. And in the West, in Britain, they talk about being a cultural Christian. In other words, they don't like all these nasty Muslims coming into the country. And they don't like all these foreign things and all these immigrants. They'd like to have the old culture, but without Christianity, without belief in God, so they call cultural Christian. The idea that we'll have the old culture, but without the Christianity. The old culture is based on Christianity, but we don't believe any religion, so we'll have atheistic Christianity, something like that. Yeah, and even the leaders of the Church of England, several of them, say that they don't believe in God. It's wild. It's just, they lost it altogether. Here in America, they're very strong on their Christianity, but it's not based on knowledge. That's the point. People believe in science, whatever that means. They actually believe that science got it all right. And that because scientists mostly say there isn't God, they must be right. On the other hand, yeah, here in America you have Christians who insist that the world is 6,000 years old, because that's what Bishop someone or other ascertained from the Bible. The world is 6,000 years old. So you get all kind. Without proper spiritual knowledge, you get everything wrong. They don't even know the first thing, the ABC. We are eternal living beings. We don't die. When the body dies, we don't die. We continue to exist. We are eternal as God is eternal, but God is unlimited, we are limited. They can't imagine. There are answers for everything in Krishna consciousness. Just like skeptical people will say, well, what's this idea of God? That he made earth and we live on it, and then Jesus comes and all this kind of thing. But why did he make so many other planets? What's the point? Well, we have an answer. We know. What is that verse in Brahma Samhita? Vibhuti Bhinnam. Every planet has their own. Yasya prapa prabhavato jagadanda koti kotishvashesha vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha bhut govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. So there are unlimited brahmandas or universes. The word universe is a misnomer, because there's more than one universe. If there's more than one universe, it shouldn't be called a universe. Uni means one, right? And within every universe, there is a Vasundhara, which means a planet which holds the living beings. Vasundhara usually is a name for the earth, that which holds living beings. And they all have their own vibhuti bhinnam. They all have their own specific characteristics. So there is Siddha Loka, Indra Loka, Gandharva Loka. They all have their specific characteristics. So that's why there are so many planets, so many living beings on so many planets, all with different characteristics. People get different births according to their desires and their what they want and what they deserve, what they deserve and what they desire. The mixture of deserving and desiring under the management of the Supreme Lord. Karmana daiva netrena jantur deho papatteye. We get different bodies. This is basic, easy to understand. It's not difficult to understand this. But religionists and non-religionists, they're fighting and arguing with each other, but it's one kind of ignorance against another kind of ignorance. It's like saying that, no. I believe that Pope Francis is the president of America. No, she's not. It's one kind of ignorance against another. Srila Prabhupada gave these books. Vyasadeva gave these books. Lokasya janato vidvangs chakre sadvata samhita. People don't know. Vyasadeva knows. Vyasadeva gave these books. The acharyas gave their commentary. Srila Prabhupada has given his commentary. It needs some discussion to understand it. Srila Prabhupada writes here, for instance, in this purport, the Lord's energy is divided into three component parts, namely Sandini, Samvit, and Haladini. In other words, he is the full manifestation of existence, knowledge, and bliss. So you may not know what Sandini, Samvit, and Haladini means, although Srila Prabhupada says here, existence, knowledge, and bliss. But that might not be obvious. So it needs explaining also. Srila Prabhupada writes here, in the material world such a sense of existence, knowledge and pleasure is meagerly exhibited. The spiritual world means full existence, full knowledge and full bliss. Krishna himself is the very form of full existence, knowledge and bliss. In the material world we have such a sense. I am so... My name is John Smith, I am white, I live in Atlanta, and here's Mr. and Mrs. Smith, my father and mother, and Ms. Smith or Mrs. Smith, and a few little Smiths, and here we all are. So that's my sense of existence. I have knowledge of who I am. I'm John Smith the 14th, and I'm an American, and I salute the flag, so knowledge and pleasure. I have pleasure in creating little Smiths and looking after them. So there is some sense of existence, knowledge and pleasure, but it's meager because we don't properly know who we are. Then we identify with that which we are not, and we try to get pleasure there. So first of all, we have to know. Before we come to the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, dancing with Krishna, first of all, we have to know who we are. Otherwise, we mistake Krishna to be one of us. He's a black guy who scored with a bunch of white girls. Well, in one sense, you could say... But I've heard it said that Srila Prabhupada had said that one of his black disciples would say, oh, Krishna is black, and Prabhupada said, yes, but not black like you. And Krishna is eternally black. Someone would be black in this life, and then they could be green in the next life, become a tree. Yeah. We have the green movement, right? People are interested, they all become trees. They're always thinking of trees, they become a tree. People are ignorant, people are foolish. So, this knowledge is required. It's not easy, no doubt. Especially when life after life we identify with the body very strongly. Very, very strongly. In Mahabharata, there is a narration of one worm is running on the road and some chariot is coming, and the worm is running to get so he doesn't get run over by the chariot. And one rishi sees that, he's laughing at the worm. You know, what's the point of what happened? A worm, if you die, so what? And then the worm, who happened to be a rishi himself in the previous life, starts talking to him and tells him that, yes, I'm in this body and I identify with this body and I want to maintain this body. If you take a worm in stool out of the stool, it'll crawl back. You can do an experiment if you like. People don't get worm in their stools much in America, I guess. It's used to be a very common condition in India. I never tried it. I had plenty of worms in the stool, but I never tried taking it out and seeing them crawl back, but I can imagine. They took birth in such a situation because they like it. Some kind of karma. There's even in hell, people get pleasure. So there's an example. In hell, someone's coming to beat you with a hot iron rod. Well, I like that Yamaduta, my friend. He's better than the other one. They may. We see people sometimes they're tortured and they identify here in this world, on this plane, they identify with their torturers. Material consciousness is very, very strange. But whatever it is, it's all based on ignorance. They got everything wrong from the everything wrong. Maybe some little flashes of correctness, just like people believe in God. Well, that's good. That's good. They have a sense that there is a supreme controller, there is a supreme orderer, there is a way that we should live according to the desire of God. So in general, they have some, it's a good start, but then they get so many things wrong, they really mess it up. So you better distribute these books and teach people that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is to be known as the supreme reservoir of all material opulences, which constitute the one-fourth of his energy in which all the conditioned living entities exist. Deathlessness, fearlessness, and freedom from the anxieties of old age and disease exist in the kingdom of God, which is beyond the three higher planetary systems and beyond the material coverings. So you can go out and tell people that and tell them to buy the book. They'd be lost after the first five words, the Supreme Personality of God. What's that? They're lost. Anyway, somehow or other, you have to distribute these books. Any questions? Yeah.
Guru Maharaj, you were speaking about how we have to overcome fear of birth, death, old age, and disease, and this is being referred to in the purport. And just personally speaking for myself, just find it so hard to even just tolerate happiness and distress, and to think of a condition where sometime overcome, it's actually very scary. Just Haripad Prabhu's departure, just kind of like, there was a video sent about him a few hours before. And the condition of one who's about to pass away or something like that is something that strikes fear in one's heart. And at least personally for myself, I just find it just hopeless.
I can speak for myself. Maybe the other geriatrics here could say that when you get older and you're trained in knowledge of Krishna consciousness, that you know, you're very much conscious, so you don't have much time left, and it's coming. As the body wears out and wears down, becomes more and more obvious, your time is becoming less. So there is preparation, both in terms of knowledge and experience. So, in that sense, it may be less of fear because it's expected. How many years do I have left? And you start saying, I've got so many things to do, so little time. So you're already thinking about it more. Become conscious that we are getting closer to that time. What do you think? Any thoughts from our fellow geriatrics here? Yeah, give the mic.
Yes. So one thing is, like you said, we start to prioritize, you know, like trying to think every day what's really essential. And things like acquiring material possessions, you know, just realizing I'm not going to be here very long to have them. And just like my library, I have a vast library, but how many years do I have left to read them? So I'm going to divest myself of 2/3 of my library.
Oh, give it to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Them here.
I also have a library, but I'm also thinking it will remain for my disciples.
Okay, like I would. I'll be glad to donate my.
And also, if there are many books, because when I'm writing, I can sometimes pull out the research something. I find it very useful to have many books.
Okay, great.
Okay,
that's because I like giving them where young people will have access.
Yeah, because I have it in India, and also the devotees at the farm, and they also have access to it. So it's not just locked up with dust growing on it.
All right. So that's one thing.
Okay.
Yeah, just like you say, you start thinking differently and just realizing, you know, that it's a transition. And another thing, like, we don't take risk. Like, when you're young, like, you know, I used to ice skate. Then after I fell a few times, I'm like, that's it for this lifetime. And playing even Frisbee, I fell, and okay, that's it for this lifetime. So no longer taking risky endeavors. And even driving, you know, I guess it is, you know, not wanting to do that anymore and just trying to simplify. So, yeah, and it comes naturally, like you said.
If you get that far.
And this is the decade of tears, because in the next 10 years, so many of us will be gone.
Yeah. But there's that... what is that? Nishvaso naiva vishvaso kada rudho bhavishyati. You can't even trust your breath, because you breathe in and you don't even... When you breathe in, it's not sure you're going to breathe out again. Right? Death can come at any time. Kabhi bhi kuch bhi ho sakte. Anything can happen any time. So that's also the... Srila Prabhupada sometimes quoted, shadan kara bhajan kara marte janle hoy. Everything we've done, our sadhana, our bhajan, everything will be tested at the time of death. So, we're all Mriyamana. Do you know that word that comes up in the first canto of Bhagavatam? The Parikshit Maharaj asks, what is the duty of someone who's Mriyamana? Means on the verge of death. Mrityumukhi is the common term in Bengali. It's from Sanskrit. In the mouth of death. So we're all in that situation. Parikshit Maharaj got 7 days' warning. That means he had 7 days to live. We may not have. Krishna tvadiya pada pangaja panjarantam adyaiva me vishatu manasa raja hangsa prana prayana samaye kapavata pitto kantava rodana vidho smaranam kutas. Let me die now, Kula Shekha prays, because you don't know at the time of death, the throat is choked, but all the life airs are disordered, so it's very difficult. Maybe very difficult for me to remember you. So let the swan of my mind be entangled in the stem of your lotus feet. He prays like that. Yeah. Anyway, we try and serve Krishna with the faith that Krishna will look after us. One thing, though, we should think that, okay, so we've heard that anyone who takes a devotional service seriously, they're probably a devotee in their previous life, right? And we may think that, okay, I was a devotee in my previous life, so now I'm just making the last, now is the last leg, but it could go on for many lives. It's not necessarily your devotee in your last life, and this is the final one. You could be going Bahujanma Kare Jodi Shravan Kirtan Tobhuta Napai Krishna Pade Premadhan. You can go on many lifetimes doing devotional service if we don't get serious. We could have been devotee in our life, just a total neophyte. We could have been devotee means we took a little bit of prasad, or we got some agyata sukriti. I was in the body of a dog and someone threw me a little piece of prasadam chapati, and that was my devotional service. It could have been I was a devotee, but I was an offender, right? Seems like there are quite a few like that, because some of our devotees, they take more pleasure in pointing out the faults of others than doing anything positive in Krishna consciousness. So, yeah, sometimes people are very, devotees want to have a past life regression and see what their previous life. Whatever I was in my previous life, I made a mistake. That's why I'm here. We have to think of what's my future life and my present life. Instead of being so concerned what happened in my past life, whatever happened in your past life, do now chant Hare Krishna. The past is gone. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So one thing that comes to mind for me is that I want to really be serious about studying Srila Prabhupada's books. I've been more in the mood of service, and that is also an important service. The other is to become divest, as my Kamalini was mentioning, to over-collecting and overeating are not an option.
He's overeating?
Anymore. Yes.
In Raghunath Das Goswami's estimation, to take one chapati is overeating.
The opportunity also to be in a transcendental situation, especially in the Dham, where one can have more access to Krishna's spiritual energy, and also to be in good sangha as we're... it's said that when you leave your body, it's like watching a video of your life, and you see everything going past you. So every minute counts. How to keep the mind and the body engaged 100% and stay in very good association, and to get serious about this process that Prabhupada gave us, his books, and to keep that at the front, and to also be, as all of you, and be in good association of sadhus, the holy name, Harinam, book distribution, in a place that is going on full force, will propel us closer to Krishna's feet. And thank you all for pushing on Prabhupada's as it is mission. And I hope to come back again very soon before it's too late. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.